Welcome to BET headquarters. I'm Deborah Leavell. It's 2 p.m., so it's time for a morning staff meeting. Our leader, Bob.
I always love that. It's 2 p.m. It's time for a morning staff meeting. Let me move this microphone up a little bit. All right. There we go. Usually I come on here and I talk about, you know, Slayer reuniting or Apocalypse Now or the end of the world. It's coming, baby. It's coming. Trust me. When the president has dementia and he's had it for a long time. And yeah, I know some of you, but that's not nice. How is it not nice? It's true. It's evident right there. You know, come on. I know. Now, some of you are probably listening. Think, Dr. Zeus, I thought you were a fucking liberal. I am to an extent. But also, you know, there's another side of me that a lot of people don't know, you know. I mean, I did grow up with, you know, my one parent was a liberal and the other was supposedly a conservative and liked guns. And, you know, guns are cool. And some of my best friends are hunters, and so you think, and I kind of want to be president, you know, and I would probably run in a very interesting stance where I'm for guns, but I'm also for birth control. What's this fucking shit? You know, and I'm also for, you know, people getting their dues and shit. And here's something funny. I know it's too late, but out of for shits and giggles, you know you have to file to run for president. So I just emailed out of, you know, out of curiosity. I'm waiting to hear back. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, remember in 2012 when Roseanne was on the ballot? I will never forget that. And you couldn't take a picture of the ballot. And I remember just looking at that and thinking, what universe did we land in? What form of hell? But then it's like, oh, it's the fun part. Because, you know, I'm not going to vote for her. She's Roseanne, you know. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I want a different job. And if I can be president or senator, or, you know. I've got so many skeletons in my closet. It's not even fucking funny. But I would admit to all of it. I'm not really ashamed of it. It's like, oh, did you really do this? Yes, I did. By the stop sign? Yes, I did. How old are you? 17? I don't remember. It was a long fucking time. And the cucumber. I've always talked about the cucumber. Or my female friends, when they say, have you ever been with a woman? I say, tastes just like chicken. And they actually ask if it tasted like chicken. And I'm like, you know I'm fucking kidding, right? Yeah, it tasted like chicken. I'm going to marinate that fucking shit. I'm going to add some lemon and some pepper. And then it's just going to be moist, juicy, right? No. But, you know, the real clincher is when they're like, how old were you when you realize you're gay? Probably 4. But you can't conceptualize it. You just wonder why He-Man turns you on so much. And you love watching Arnold Schwarzenegger movies because you knew he's, or even Lou Ferrigno, because you knew he was going to take his fucking shirt off. And it was like, hey, all right. Okay, see, now I think I'm talking to the microphone properly. Because the microphone that I have is a iOS. It's $100. It was like close to $200, and I bought it during the pandemic. Jason Almey recommended I buy it, and so I use it all the time. And I've used it for voiceovers. I have done some voiceover work. Here's something funny. Okay, if the end of the world is coming, I hope they start playing that disaster video. That I had to do a voiceover for a disaster training thing. And so if you ever hear it, that's me saying, now, in case of an emergency or in case of a disaster, look at your exits. Make sure that everyone knows where the exits exist. Then contact your strategy manager, because in case of an emergency, I had to do that. The gentleman who recorded, he was very nice, and sometimes I would go too fast, and I would, it's almost like sex. Sometimes I go too fast. I come too fast. Not always. Especially if it's performance anxiety. Yeah. But yeah, I remember one time I ate lunch and he's like, "You sound great. What did you do?" I said, "I ate lunch. What did you eat?" "Chicken tarragon. It was okay." So I guess that kind of helped me, you know, deliver the lines better. And I'm talking about voiceover lines, not actual white lines. Been there, done that, bitch. You know, it's not addictive. I mean, I have an addictive personality, and there's certain things. I love weed. I think weed is beautiful. I'm not a big drinker, and I can understand why some people would choose that as their vice. You know, it's fun for a little bit, but after two drinks, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You can do whatever you want. I don't particularly like meth because it tastes like batteries, really nasty batteries. What else? I mean, you know. Oh, I had a guy ask me, we were hanging out, and he says, "You ever done DMT?" And I looked at him and said, "Do I look like Joe Rogan?" And Joe Rogan kind of funny like that because, you know, I think he's sizing guys up when he asks him, "You ever done DMT?" And it's like, what, do you want to suck him off, Joe? What is that fucking shit? You know, I think there's like a gay vibe to him. I mean, I know that when I used to take edibles, I would get so turned on. Just his like Mr. Clean bald head. And then he'd take his shirt off, you know, and his buddies who claim to be straight. "Whoa, Joe, look at your fucking tits." And it's like, yeah, everyone's got a fucking erection in that video. You just can't fucking see. I know. I'm not talking about films or music. The Oscars are in a couple of weeks. I could give a flying fuck about them. Last year, I was all gung-ho, like, oh my God, everything everywhere all at once. And this year, I'm like, fuck you, I don't care. Fuck you, I don't care. Because a lot of shit went down, you know, and I've shed so many personal possessions. Some people got worried. Why are you giving away all your stuff? Oh, I'm selling it. I'm not fucking giving. I'm not Joan Rivers. I'm not fucking giving my shit away. I'm selling it. I wanted to get rid of the TV. It won't go for very much. You know, I am considering getting tattoos. Never before. Some would say, oh my God, you've hit a midlife crisis. No, not necessarily. Although last year that was kind of the topic of conversation was, oh, you're going through a midlife crisis. Why don't you just buy the car? No, I'm not going to fucking buy the car. You buy it for me. A little of it was, you know, it wasn't a midlife crisis. You know what it was? You know what it fucking was? And you know who I'm fucking talking to. So buck up, bitch. I had post-traumatic stress disorder. So I knew I had it, and I was in denial about it. And the car wrecks really didn't make it any better. So it wasn't really midlife crisis. I was just in a lot of, I wouldn't say physical pain. I was just mentally like, what do I fucking do? You know? It was like I lost my footing. I lost my fucking footing. And then I'm trying to figure out, okay, why am I, like, good things would happen to me, but why am I so fucking depressed about it? And a little of it was, well, a lot of it was the PTSD. And I'd always had, like, a small form of it from growing up. But the car wreck just, oh, it intensified it. I remember I was working with a co-teacher, and she even said I had it. And I'm thinking, no, I don't. And all the while I'm thinking, yeah, I fucking do. I fucking do. And I was in denial about it for a long time. And it really kind of messed things up. And even probably some of my social interactions. You know, because when you're faced with stress, when you're faced with anxiety, and you just don't know what to fucking, you don't know what you're going to fucking do. And performance anxiety right there, you know. Do I apologize for it? Oh, yeah, wholeheartedly. And all at the same time, I couldn't help it, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's just not been a good time. People have told me to go see someone. What is that going to fucking solve? What? Who am I going to fuck? And then they're going to charge me by the fucking hour and recommend that I go on something. Why do I need to go on something? To appease you? No. Someone did say to me, oh, I know what you need. I know what you need to take. I'm thinking, no, you fucking don't. No, you fucking don't. Uh-uh. I'm good. I mean, you know, maybe time in the Cayman Islands might help. A vacation, all I ever wanted maybe a podcast. That's why I do the fucking podcast. I do the fucking podcast because I it's either an orgasm or this. And sometimes three is just not enough. You know, that's the other thing is my shadow work. I was talking to a really amazing lady and we've become friends and she's a very big role model to me, and she's a guide and she's spiritual, and she laughed when I said, well, part of my shadow work was to go to the bathhouse in Berkeley. And she laughed. Did it work? I said, kind of. What did you do afterwards? I said, I had pizza. Even the bartenders at the pizza at the restaurant were like, so what'd you think? I said, second time it was okay. I'm not going back. Why? Well, you got to pay $25 for a membership. I'm like, eh. You know, I was like in and out for about an hour. It's like, yeah, I'm good. It was a fucking maze. It was not great. It was not, you know. I did what I needed to fucking do, and I fucking left, you know? And a little of that is the ADHD and then the PTSD, and because, you know, I can't fucking calm down, and, you know? First of all, it was a horrible fucking year. It was a horrible fucking year for a lot of people. It was a horrible fucking year for, you know, myself and many others within my, you know, circle. And then, you know, things happened. Things happened, and I felt like I'd been shot in the fucking head, and in the chest. I mean, there are probably things I won't ever recover from. I mean, I could try, but it's just, that's not how it's going to work. That's not how it's going to work. Or I love how people so nonchalantly, oh, yes, it will. And I'm like, fuck you. I had a reader told me, oh, things will get better. And I'm thinking, yeah, when? Next week? You might hit the lottery sporadically. I'm thinking, why not just the whole thing, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to misuse that money. I would probably just travel. That's what I would do. I'm not going to buy more shit. I've had enough buying shit. You know, I make okay money, but I've really had enough purchasing things. I like to buy rocks, and I like to buy incense and candles, and I've taken it to that stratosphere, you know? And then maybe every now and then, you know, I'll have some sushi or whatever, or treat myself to something. But I'm not going to go and, like, buy, like, you remember in Fight Club where he's buying all that fucking shit out of the fucking catalog and he fucking doesn't need it? I've been there, done that. It's like, what's the fucking point of that? What's the fucking point? And then you arrive, you know, maybe I have reached my nirvana, but I'm kind of skeptical, not skeptical, but I'm kind of on the fence about that, because doesn't nirvana include happiness? Because I'm not fucking happy. I'm fucking not. I'm kind of pissed. You know, I'm kind of like, why? With a capital W. So, yeah, it's not a Nancy Kerrigan why. It's more like, you know, Zeus, because that is my name, with the lightning bolt. Why? And, yeah, I mean, fuck, this is probably the most honest you're ever going to get out of me. I mean, those who are probably listening and never thought they'd hear me admit things, or and it doesn't take alcohol to do that. Although I did find that I'm not a fan of mimosas, because those are truth serum. Because I said things I probably have never said to another person, to one person. And things I couldn't even believe I was saying. One thing in particular, and I was actually embarrassed that I fucking said that, because I thought, I don't fucking mean that. I mean, I used to, you know, because there was this weird plan that I had, and I don't think I would carry it out, and I had to tell them that, and, you know, a little of it, I think they probably thought it had to do with them. No, it didn't have to do with them. I'd always kind of felt that way. I was kind of like, oh, okay. You know, it's like if you watch that Anderson Cooper Gloria Vanderbilt documentary, you know what I mean, where Carter is looking for the signs. He's watching each airplane go by. Yeah, I know what that's like. I know what that's like. You're calculating, like, oh, you know, if I just go to Yosemite and it will be okay and do this, and then boom, you know. So, in fact, I was planning to go there on Christmas
day, but I didn't make it. And I came home and I was like, fuck. I just wanted to rent a cabin up there and be left alone. I did not want to celebrate Christmas. And fuck. I didn't. Christmas morning, I woke up and just kind of stared at the wall, was in my pajamas, got ready. People gave me cologne and candy and like, okay, and money. And I just went out. You know, the night before, I'd gone on Christmas Eve to have some sushi and had a drink. And I kind of had like a George Bailey moment where I wish I wasn't born. But I didn't get the angel named Clarence. And, you know, every time an angel or bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Not really. Maybe red wings. But, oh, fucking Red Bull. You know, I did that. I was just going through fucking shit. You know, I was also trying to make up for my birthday. My birthday was just a weird experience, and they took me out for Mexican food, and I ate the whole fajita thing, and then I said I wanted more tortillas, because it's like, you didn't give me fucking enough. And, you know, I'm not going to eat the fajitas with my hands, or I could embarrass everybody. Plus, they didn't have any Jose Cuervo, and it was my birthday, and I wanted some Jose Cuervo. I thought, what kind of Mexican restaurant is this? And, you know, the age thing doesn't really bother me. And here's why. You can do all kinds of fucking shit. You could dye your hair and you could do this. I have a friend. We were talking and I said, be very honest with me. Do I need work done? No. I did mention, like, from all the weight loss, you know, there's that. And she said, oh, you could either do this or you could, you know, hire a trainer and just do it the old fashioned way. They'll beat the shit out of you. I'm like, yeah. So I might hire an ex-Marine to do it and just say, you know, I'm just going to live on protein or whatever else he fucking wants me to do. And as long as he jumps on my back and lets me do it, because I want it to hurt. That's the other thing. A true trainer does not do it unless it fucking hurts. I want to feel the pain. I love to feel the pain because then I know I'm still alive. So there's that. And then, yeah, you know, you could dye your hair. I mean, my hair, for some reason, I shaved it. I buzzed my head back in November. Why, I don't remember. Well, kind of for like a reset because I was really just not feeling it. And I buzzed it and now it grew back and it's thicker than ever. It's really fucking thick. And at one point I was scared that, you know, I was going to lose some of it in the back, but it's thick. I mean, it's curly. It's wavy. Both my parents have curly hair. So I guess this is the end result. Like, okay, you've buzzed your head so many times and, you know, it's coming in this way. I mean, I remember when I shaved my head when I was 18 and little white hairs started to come in. I was 18 years old. So people often think that I've only had the white hairs as I've grown as an individual. No, I've had them since probably I was born. You know, they were just dormant and shit. So yeah, you know, It's good to be able to talk about all of this in a fucking format that is conducive to creativity and self-expression, you know, self-expression. It doesn't really help the wounded heart. My heart will always be fucking wounded, you know. It'll always be just kind of, I mean, even if, you know, when good things happen, it's like slowly but surely, gradually. You know, because there are people out there that fucking, I wouldn't say they pissed me off. They did hurt me. They fucking hurt me. And it felt like a knife. Some would say, oh, you're just thinking. No, no, no. I'm an empath, so I know what it fucking feels like. I know what it fucking feels like. And, yeah, you know. So, this is the trajectory that I've been on. And, so, yeah. If a comet hits us, great. Bring the motherfucker on. Bring it fucking on. If Trump becomes president again, fine. I don't give a fuck. If Biden just dies in office, fine. I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a flying fuck. It's like, who fucking cares? Who fucking cares? Last weekend, I met up with someone and, ooh, they pissed me the fuck off. They pissed me the fuck off. And you know what I did? We were talking about plants. And I said, oh, yeah, I got all this bamboo. So I just nonchalantly showed up after they had really ticked me off and just threw the bamboo at their mailbox and drove off. I'm such a fucking asshole. But I fucking did that to teach them a lesson because they wasted my fucking time. And I was like, here you go. Here's your fucking bamboo. I didn't even nicely give it to them. I just threw it. It was not even a big piece. And so, yeah, you know, that's what fucking happens. And then you record a podcast about it. And, you know, he was a jerk. He was a real big jerk. And got me out of bed at fucking, was it midnight? In the fucking middle of a rainstorm? Like, okay. So, you know, whatever. What the fuck ever. So keep your fucking bamboo. I hope it goes up your ass. Not in a good way. But yeah, it's been an, you know, and then I was looking for other work, and so I might have to go work in this one area and do this, and because I'm ready to just fucking hang that fucking shit up. I love when they say, oh, we appreciate you, we're so glad you're here. If you're so fucking glad I'm here, then give me more fucking money and give me some fucking benefits, because come on, someone's got to eat. And the whole monthly thing really fucking kills me. But, you know, I had my fun in Arizona. That was great. It was great. I mean, it wasn't how I thought it was going to go. You know, I thought the car rental was going to come through and some shit happened. And I was like, whatever. You know, I met some people and ate a lot of Mexican food. I didn't really drink very much. I'm not a fucking drinker. Like, I had one drink at the show and that's it. I smoked a lot of weed and, you know, walked around the downtown area, and I wanted to live in that downtown area. I did not like my fucking hotel. I think I talked about that on the other podcast. I didn't like it. So that's why when they were like, oh, you're good until Tuesday, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to check out early. Oh, where are you going to go? Oh, probably a friend's. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to tell them. I'm going to go camp out at the fucking airport and eat chips. That's what I fucking did. You know, at 2 a.m., that self-checkout thing shuts down. So people started grabbing chips, like, and running off with it. I thought it was funny. So I thought, oh, let me go get some chips. You know, and then you eat them because you're guilty. And then you're like, oh, I hope they don't fucking see me on camera. And then you go through, I remember I went through my security checkpoint. And I didn't realize that I had a bottle, half bottle of Red Bull. Oh, can I drink it? No, once you go through security, you just got to throw it away. Okay. So then I had to wait for Panera to open and get some coffee. And I don't like coffee. So, yeah. But it was fun, you know. I love the experience of being there. And I love the air. And I love the time change. Because right now here it's like 12:32 and over there it's like 1:32. So I liked it. I liked it. I did not want to get on the fucking airplane. I will always say that. I did not want to get on the fucking airplane. No. They didn't have fucking Wi-Fi in that ticket. Me off. I was like, oh, you fucking kidding me? Now I know why this flight was so cheap, because it doesn't have Wi-Fi. I even tried to turn the data on. It still wouldn't fucking do it. I was like, fuck. Maybe if I had an Android, it would have been different. Or maybe if I would have had like an antenna up my ass, like Cartman from South Park. Remember that? With the fucking, what is it? He had the antenna up his butt. And, like, he could get basic cable or HBO. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is fun. This is nice. So what can I really say about this show? What can I say that hasn't already been said that is, you know, me being me? I mean, people know that if I'm quiet, something's wrong. Just pay attention to that. Something is wrong, okay? It doesn't mean I'm upset. It just means maybe there's some anxiety, some stress. But people have noticed that, you know, I've become very quiet. And I'm going through things. I'm just, you know, it's like Ozzy said, I'm going through changes. Like a fucking gremlin when you feed me after midnight. That's fucking funny. But yeah, I'm really, you know, I don't eat like I used to. I mean, I eat all kinds of things. And for some reason, I haven't been working out. So I don't really gain a lot of weight. And I'm like, oh. Like, even my aunt was like, you look skinnier. And I'm like, yeah, that's depression and PTSD and all kinds of things. She asked me point blank, do you want to die? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, if it happened, it happened. Last year when I was in the car wreck, I didn't want to die. I mean, I was prepared. I was like, okay, this is either going to happen or it's not going to happen. Because as the car rolls, you know, you're like, okay. I wasn't saying my prayers. I don't do that. I don't, Jesus, you know, first of all, I don't pray to Jesus. Oh, please, if I live, I'll do this for you. No. What was I thinking during that car wreck? You want me to reveal? I will. I was thinking of one person in particular, and that's probably why I wanted to survive. I was like, oh, I really want to see them. Why? Because I just do. Because I've been waiting such a long fucking time to see them. And a lot of that was my fault, that I didn't see them when I should have. And then, you know, time presents itself. So, yeah, I will say that. I will say that when that conversation first started, I was seeing someone. And so I thought, who is this person? Who is this person? They're very nice. They're very, they wanted to know about me and liked my name and said that they could read me. And I'm like, okay. And whenever I was in their area, they would want me to come stay with them. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But, you know, I wasn't ready. I wasn't fucking ready. Also, I was really kind of trying to figure them out. I was like, who is this? You know, they looked a certain way. They're very nice. They're very sweet. But I was just kind of like, I wasn't sure. And then I got to know them and talk to them. And then right before I went to Monterey last year, I was going through old messages. And I'll say this on this show, because this is a special episode where I tell the truth. Don't worry, I haven't had anything. I'm just really tired. And I looked at all of these messages and everything that we had discussed, and I started to cry. And I thought, they just wanted a connection. That's it. They wanted a connection. And back then, I didn't figure that out. I was just kind of like, oh, who is this person? Because I was seeing somebody. So I was invested in that. And also, you know, I was like, okay, are they this? Are they that? You know? And then, you know, I got to experience them. I'll be very honest. It really changed me. It really changed me. Because here they are sitting right next to you. And it's like, whoa. You know, you dream of that moment and then it happens. And that's where my anxiety kicked in. I didn't know what to do. I really didn't know what to do. I mean, when I first saw them come down the escalator and I had shades on and I was just like, oh my God. I did say that. I said, oh, he's beautiful. He's beautiful. And just, I didn't know what to do. Because I will be honest, on my way there, some things were going through my head. Do I hug them? Do I kiss them? Do I shake their hand? What do I do? I didn't know. Later, they did say to me, how come you didn't kiss me at the airport? And all the while, I could think, oh, shit, I was thinking that. I was fucking thinking that. And I didn't do it. you know, you do it later on, but it's like, shit. All these things are kind of running through my head as they sat next to me. And then they take your hand. And you're like, well, this is... But see, here's where I'll tell the truth. Here's what wasn't running through my head. You know, desire was not running through my head. I mean, I had it, but I felt something deeper than that when they took my hand. All I could think was, whoa, we're making it a connection here. We are aligning our energy. And it was a little scary because I thought, this is happening so fucking fast. This is happening so fucking fast. And I'm driving. Or listening to music. And they're playing music for me. And all throughout that experience, they played a lot of music for me. A lot of it, I was kind of like, are you trying to send me? I didn't say that. I wanted to say, are you trying to tell me something here with what you're playing for me? You know? Because it was, a lot of the music was very emotional and evocative, provocative, and very soulful. And they were very soulful. And I really wanted to talk about that. I wanted to have them on here and talk about it, you know. But it's okay. It's better we talk about it between each other versus on a show. But that's really, in truth, how I felt. How I felt was just time stopped. I hadn't ever experienced that before. I remember I was in a relationship years ago. And I wouldn't say time stopped. I had to learn to calm down. You know, be comfortable in someone else's arms. Be comfortable just, you know, slowing down. And here I was, time just stopped. It's like things didn't matter anymore. The phone dying didn't matter. The fact that I wasn't posting things online, it didn't matter to me. I was living in a moment that I really wanted to live in. I even said to them, we need to live a real life. We need to put the phones down, which I was difficult. They had a lot going on. But I wanted to live a real fucking life. And I tried to in those days because I wanted to just experience things and feel. And whether they're listening to this or not, it's all good. It's all good. You know, I felt very comfortable with them, and I felt very comfortable sleeping in the bed with them because it was just the energy and the vibe. I was like, why am I so relaxed? But at the same time, then you have anxiety kick in, and then you have performance anxiety kick in. And you want things to be just right or spontaneous. Things could have been a little more spontaneous. Oh my God, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to fucking talk about it. So yeah, it was not perfect. It really wasn't. But if I ever hurt you in any way, I apologize. The fact that I didn't talk very much, it wasn't that I didn't like you. I was just so in awe of you as a person. And I just was just, oh, I was speechless. I was really, truly speechless. And also the alcohol didn't make things any better. And I'm not a drinker. And, but I was very speechless. I was very moved so many times. even when things were awkward and things, you know, things got awkward. And I'll probably think about that for the rest of my life. And, yeah, it was tough. That's where it hurt. That's where it really fucking hurt. And, it kind of, maybe a little, that made me shut down too. I was just kind of like, whoa, what did I fucking do? So yeah, you know, I try to be a good person. I try to be a caring person. And, sometimes, you know, things happen. And, I'm not drunk or high. I'm just recording this and wanted to just say my truth. Even if it hurts so fucking much, it fucking does. And, but I don't pass blame to anyone. So that's why a little of 2023 was really tough. It made me just, I didn't feel anymore. I was so numb. All I could think was, what did I fucking do? What did I fucking do? And, I didn't really get to discuss that. So, my hope is that, I'm going to say this, and if maybe God hears me, or whoever hears me, or the universe hears me, I'm going to say this right now, okay? If we can start anew, if we can start over, start from a different beginning, I would be open to that. And because if anything, I miss the conversation, because that was such an amazing conversation. And it really made me feel at this point in my life that anything is possible. And I want to thank you for that, for making me laugh, for making me feel, for making me cry, for making me feel that someone cares. Because I'm going to say this, I care about you. And I will care about you, even if you push me away, to the day I die. I will always care about you. And I will always pause and find comfort in those moments where you consoled me. And we had a laugh. And you played music for me. And you showed me who you were. And like I said, if I ever hurt you in any way, I apologize. And I know you didn't mean some of the things you meant to do. And so, if anything, I say this to you, and to the universe, and to the powers that be, let's start anew. Let's just start a new beginning. Just open it up at a different angle and just go from there. Okay. That's what I wanted to get off my chest. That is for one person in particular, because, you know, you really changed me in a way that at this point in my life, I didn't think it was possible. And yeah. But like I said, I would like to start anew and open the conversation up and just laugh, because we did laugh a lot. And to see the world through your eyes was very interesting. And, you know, there are only a handful of people that I could really say. I mean, my father is a highly, highly intelligent person, as is my mother, despite her type A personality. But you, I will say, you are probably one of the most intelligent, striking, powerful people that I've ever seen or met. I mean, there's some things that I could say, but I'm not going to say. But I wanted to just say that on this podcast, to just tell some truth of how I feel as a man, as a person. So I hope and pray that we can start anew, open the conversation up, and just go from there. Because, yeah, it's important. It's just important. And I'll say this, I do miss you. And like I said, I care about you. And I'll always care about you. Till the day I die. Good night.